Good win by Illinois. They got a good team. They've done a great job of this season playing together, and they play hard. And, you know, at the end of the day, I give our team credit on the road of really fighting and finding a way to hang in there. One stretch in the second half where Kofi and our inability to keep him off the foul line stretched it. But I give our guys credit being able to play through and then having an opportunity in the last, you know, couple minutes to be able to win the game. Had some guys step up and play on our end, which I was proud of. In general, though, our effort and our attitude is good. We finished this week off, obviously, with two disappointing losses, but we were better today than we were on Wednesday, which was a positive. Now we go home, and everything's got to be erased from your memory, and you're on to the next one, which is, you know, in all reality, the last gasp of air, so to speak, in the regular season in this league, which has been hard for everybody. So give Illinois credit. I'm proud of our guys, too. Fought. Just came up short today.
Questions for Coach? That one here in the middle.
Coach, did Bob get tripped?
I have no idea. Didn't see the last play until I see the film. I'm not going to comment on the last play. I don't know how it wasn't a tie-up or how it wasn't a foul to the ground, but unfortunately it didn't go our way, so that's the breaks. I have no idea. I don't see the film.
JD, we're going to use the mic first. I'm sorry. Thank you.
These last two road games, I mean, After that, I think you used the term non-existent to describe some elements of the effort at Michigan, but these last two road games, you've come out of feeling really good about the effort, the intensity. What's different for this team on the road when you're playing a couple teams with NCAA tournament aspirations in tough environments right now?
I just think, you know, your commitment level and how you have to approach the road has got to be different, and you got to have an attitude that, like, you know, quite frankly, you just don't give a shit about nothing. When you go into the game, it is about competing, and it is about playing as hard as you possibly can and finding a way in these environments in the game to get it to the last 12, 8, and 4, and then find a way to win it. We're not good enough to go and just knock somebody on their back in the first 10 minutes of a road game and find a way. But we are good enough that if we play hard for long stretches to hang around and find a way to get one, which is what we've done in 3 of our last 4 road games. So I'm proud of that. And we just have to stay with it now in this last week as we go home. There's no gimmies just because you're at home. You have to stay with it in terms of your effort and your attitude, and you have to be committed right now. We have 2 seniors finishing up, you know, at the end of the week. But Minnesota on Wednesday, to me, is an opportunity for us to get a home game under our belt. And Minnesota's good. We had a heck of a game with them 2 weeks ago. I expect them to make adjustments, and we're going to have our work cut out for us just like everybody does. So we just got to stop worrying. I think if I answered your question properly, stop going into these places really worrying about where you're playing, who you're playing, and you go out there and you battle and you compete, and that feels a lot better. And it gives you confidence when you play like that.
Question here to the right.
Yeah, RJ, you guys went down 5 in the second half, but then Jerome came in and hit two straight three-pointers. I guess how big were those to kind of get the lead back?
You know, really, really big. He gives us another guy that can stretch the floor and make some shots. And I thought his 2 big threes, one in the right corner, Devontae made a really good pass. And I'm not sure where his other one was. It may have been in the left corner. I'm not sure. But he banged 2 big ones for us. And that's what you need on the road. You know, at some point in time, you have to make a couple offensive plays that the coach doesn't script up or whatever. Your guys got to be confident and make plays. Those 2 were players making plays, which was great. I thought Al's 3 late in the game was another one. And then Rob Finnessy made another really big one out of a timeout. Justin made a real good pass. And I think Race or Trace did a great job of screening, but we executed. And I think that's just a big point of our team. You know, Wednesday we didn't execute at all. People want to talk about shooting and our offense. We didn't execute. Purdue had a lot to do with it with their pressure. Today we executed better, and I thought we got some better play out of guys, and we were able to score it a little bit better. But I'm proud of our guys. We competed this week hard, came up short. At the end of the day, you cannot budge or flinch. You just have to mow down and get ready for Wednesday night.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Yep.